Native Americans played huge roles in the U.S. military through the wars of the 20th century, and the Navajo Code Talkers of World War II became one of the most famous and celebrated examples of that after their work was declassified more than 20 years after the war. They used the Navajo language to send encoded messages that enemies wouldn't be able to crack. In World War I, a similar code effort used the Choctaw language. This week, the White House held an event to honor the remaining Navajo Code Talkers of World War II, but the event quickly became controversial because of comments that many Native Americans called offensive. In his speech, President Trump called out a political opponent, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, by referring to her as Pocahontas. It's a nickname the president gave her that draws on her claims of Cherokee and Delaware Indian ancestry. Here's a listen.
You're very, very special people. You were here long before any of us were here. Although we have a representative in Congress who they say was here a long time ago. They call her Pocahontas. But you know what? I like you because you are special.
Arvina Martin is an alderwoman on the Madison Common Council. She's an enrolled member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and is Stockbridge Muncie. She wrote an opinion piece for NBC this week calling the president's comments a mockery of Native American history. We have a link to that on our website. Arvina, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what was your first reaction when you heard those comments from the president?
I think that it was a combination of shock and, oh yeah, that was going to happen. That unfortunately seems to happen a lot of times when the president speaks.
And here's what the president of the Navajo Nation, Russell Bigay, had to say about the president's comments, speaking here on MSNBC.
This is where we're honoring and respecting our veterans, especially our Code Talkers, and to put in a slur that has become racial, Pocahontas, didn't belong there. It was inappropriate, was not a time to do it, was not a place to do it. This was a time to lift up the veterans, especially the Code Talkers, and the contribution to this nation.
And I want to untangle a couple parts of that. You write in your piece that mentioning Pocahontas' name itself isn't necessarily a slur in and of itself, but in this case, it felt like one. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, Pocahontas was a real person her story has been has gone through many revisions. We think of the Disney version of her because of the movie with that name, but unfortunately, that's not what happened. She was ultimately kidnapped by the English that then took her back to England, and that is unfortunately where she passed away. But she was a child. She was likely a victim of sexual assault and kidnapping. So she is a person in our history. She is someone that we are proud of for persevering. But at the same time, that's not the way that President Trump used her name. He used it as a slur. He used it as a cut. He was not trying to define Senator Warren because of some attributes that he thought were similar that were positive. He was using it to malign her.
And then there's the setting of this ceremony honoring Navajo Code Talkers, some of the few who still survive so many years after the war. And that was a big part of what you wrote about, the setting here.
Yeah. I mean, this is something that under any other administration would be considered a gimme. It's pretty easy to go and listen to what the veterans are going to say. Peter McDonald was one of the Code Talkers who spoke. He's in his 90s, the three that are there were all in their 90s. And he told stories about what happened or to each one of those veterans that was there. One was spent a year in a naval hospital recovering from injuries that he sustained while in war. And another was at the Battle of Iwo Jima, or on the island of Iwo Jima, rather. And he enlisted himself when he was 15 to help. This is a time where you should listen to the stories that they're willing to tell and appreciate them. That's the whole point of the ceremony. There is no reason for Senator Warren's name to come up at all.
Talking to Arvina Martin of Wisconsin, looking at President Trump and the ceremony, honoring Navajo Code Talkers. And as we've talked about on the show in the past, Veterans play a big part in Native American culture. Native Americans make up a big part, a disproportionate part in most cases, of the American military. Can you talk about that relationship?
Yeah, actually, you know, there were quite a few Natives that enlisted to serve in World War II, even though Native people did not have U.S. citizenship at that time. It wasn't granted until after World War I. But people still enlisted because protecting your home is a very important duty. And we are very protective of our veterans. We honor them. They've done great things for us. And so we have to make sure we take care of them. So, yeah, it lost my train of thought there. But yes, the Natives actually also serve at the highest rate out of any ethnic group in the United States in the armed services, based on numbers from the Department of Defense.
And in a press conference, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, presidential spokesperson, was asked about this, and she said that she was worried that the media wasn't paying enough attention to Elizabeth Warren and her claims of Native American ancestry. Can you talk about that story a little?
Well, first, to that point, I would say that this was not an event to talk about Elizabeth Warren's heritage. This was to honor those veterans that had served in World War II and served bravely and honorably. Senator Warren has stated that she has heard family stories that she is of Cherokee and I believe Delaware descent, and put that on her professional and educational bios. She's never researched it. It's people who do tribal genealogy have not been able to find any trace of this ancestry in her background, which is what the president jumped on.
But again, as you were saying, this wasn't the time or place for the political dig, as you saw it.
Exactly. This had nothing to do with Senator Warren at all. It was a complete non sequitur.
You also write about the president's comments. We heard his praise of Native Americans being, you were something to the effect of, you were here before all of us. And that being just one small point to bring up there. But talk about that statement.
I would consider this the point where he tried to white mansplain Native history to a group of three tribal elders. You know, we know that we've been here. He doesn't need to tell us that. To me, that sounded like he didn't do his research and was thinking of things to say. And even earlier when he discussed, you know, what did they do? He had to ask his chief of staff, oh, are these guys any good? And probably the most real moment of that was when he was recounting this story and said, you know, General Kelly told me, you have no idea. I mean, obviously he has no idea. He didn't do any of the research. He didn't, and just pulled out whatever he wanted to, whatever he could think of about Native people. He just brought it out.
Can you talk a little more about the Code Talkers, their story, and why we should remember it?
The Code Talkers were incredibly brave. There are the Navajo Code Talkers, which by far are the largest amount of Code Talkers. But there were also Code Talkers from 33 other tribes. I believe in Wisconsin, we had Ho-Chunk Code Talkers, as well as Oneida and Menominee. Forgive me if I'm forgetting some. But, you know, people went and served and used these codes that were never cracked. And they weren't allowed to say anything because this was so important. They transmitted information securely and safely and accurately so that many lives of Allied soldiers were defended and were protected. You know, they couldn't tell anybody at home what they were doing. They just said, yep, I'm going to the war. They couldn't say anything for till 1968. So a lot of people didn't know the amazing sacrifice and the code that they developed and carried out.
We're talking to Arvina Martin, alderwoman on Madison's Common Council and enrolled member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. She's sharing her thoughts on President Trump's Pocahontas remarks at a White House event this week honoring Navajo code talkers, survivors from World War II. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. What did you think of this White House event honoring the Navajo code talkers? And what did you think of the president's comments at that event? What do you think of the reaction to those comments? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We're continuing our conversation now with Arvina Martin, alderwoman on Madison's Common Council. She's an enrolled member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. We're looking at President Trump using the nickname Pocahontas for Senator Elizabeth Warren in the midst of a White House event honoring Navajo code talkers. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What was your reaction to these comments? Do you think it was a problem or a symbolic, not a big deal? Call in at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go to our callers now. Simmer is on the line in Milwaukee. Simmer, hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, guys. Great. Always a great program.
Thanks.
I just wanted to make a quick remark. Like, I kind of like read a little bit more about the code talkers after I saw all of this. It kind of struck me that there was they were honored in front of a portrait of Andrew Jackson. From what I read, wasn't he the president who pushed the Indians out? And wasn't there something called the Trail of Tears? I also found that setting a little like odd. I'm like, so.
Simmer, thanks for the call. And he wasn't alone, right, Arvina?
Yeah, that was glaringly obvious. And it was just kind of like that extra stab with the knife. Yes, President Andrew Jackson was the architect of the Indian Removal Act that led to the Trail of Tears. There were various Supreme Court decisions designed to stop that, but he said, nope, we're doing it anyways. And that led to thousands of people losing their homelands, as well as thousands of people dying en route.
Simmer, thanks for that call. We'll go next to Jim on the line in Rice Lake. Jim, hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me on. I just wanted to contribute. I teach at a Native American community college. I'm not Native, but I teach at primarily Native group student body at a Native college. And we discussed Trump's remarks in class briefly. And the comments of my students, many of whom are young, some of whom are mature, was the word narcissistic. That Trump simply has an inability to appreciate history and to simply honor the veterans and focus on the event as opposed to himself and his political opponents. And another word that was used was gross immaturity, and I'd be interested in your guest response.
Jim, thanks. Arvina?
I think that's dead on. I mean, we've seen from the president's behavior in other situations that he really likes to talk about himself and at times where a president normally does not talk about him or herself. Even in the quote I mentioned about him talking to General Kelly about not knowing how good they were, how good the code talkers were. You know, part of this thing that he said was, you know, they love their country just like you love your country. And so he couldn't even get that positive comment out without throwing himself into it again.
Jim, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We're talking to Arvina Martin, looking at President Trump's comments at a ceremony honoring Navajo code talkers from World War II, some of the few survivors of that era. What would you like to see from President Trump or his administration, maybe to make amends, do a little better on these issues as you see it?
There's so much room for improvement. First of all, he could take the painting of Andrew Jackson out of the Oval Office. That would be fabulous. A lot of people saw that as a smack in the face when he put that back. He can pay attention to issues of tribal sovereignty that are going to be affecting all tribes. There are 567 federally recognized tribes in the United States that he needs to work with. He needs to understand that. Back when he was doing his casino developing, he referred to a tribe that's not Indians because they didn't look like Indians to him. He needs to understand. He needs a very basic understanding of Native history in the United States before he can move on.
Now, looking at past presidents, I mean, maybe some have done better on symbolic issues. Do you see previous White House administrations doing much better in terms of the issues you were just talking about?
Yeah. For example, in the previous administration, President Obama helped with the Violence Against Women Act that provided protection for women on tribal lands who were assaulted or attacked by people who are not members of that tribe, because previously tribal courts didn't have any jurisdiction over such cases, which meant that a lot of people just went free and unpunished. So, you know, he did that. He put the Bears Ears Monument into a protected status. It's a very sacred spot for the folks down there in the Southwest. You know, and he hosted a tribal leaders conference every year, and tribal presidents, chairmen, chiefs would go out to D.C. and meet with him and meet with each other. And that happened every year. And that's the kind of communication we need going forward.
I want to go back to our callers now. Richard is with us in Lime Ridge. Richard, hi.
Hello.
What did you want to bring up, Richard?
Okay. I attended the Crow Canyon Archaeological Center in Cortez, Colorado, several different summers working on excavating, and at a community college nearby they usually had different events where they'd bring in Native Americans to talk from the Four Corners region. And one evening they had three code talkers there who explained about their mission in the war. And the one thing I think the president should know about them is they had an armed guard with them when they were in combat area to relay messages. The armed guard's job was to shoot the code talker if there was a chance they were going to be captured. I just thought that should be brought out, that, you know, they were in a really tough situation as they were dealing with sending out coded messages.
Richard, thanks for the call. Arvina, I mean, hearing stories like Richard heard there, do you think more of us need to hear those stories about the code talkers?
Definitely. And if there's something positive that comes out of this, it is that people are talking about the contribution the code talkers have made to the efforts in World War II and World War I. You know, they did remarkable and were very brave and carried out their missions. And again, the code was never cracked by anybody.
Thanks for the call, Richard. We go next to Mike on the line in La Crosse. Mike, hi.
Hi there. I just got a little different slant on it. I think Trump, being the racist that he is, he can't look at a person or people of color who were actual heroes compared to himself, who was coward and had to get out of serving in the Vietnam War. That's just my take on it.
Mike, thanks for the call. Mike saying there's a wider problem of President Trump dealing with non-white veterans.
I think that we've seen from a lot of the policies and things that he's said since he's taken office that he probably does have some problems with people of color generally. I think that's an easy assessment to make.
Thanks for the call, Mike, at 800-642-1234. Are there places in American politics nowadays outside of the White House where you see more positive developments going on in relationships with Native American communities?
Here in Wisconsin, I know that there was an act passed by Governor Doyle when he was in office that has been consistently reenacted every year, that requires all the departments to consult with tribes on their policies. So I worked at the Department of Transportation for a while, and working on issues that relate to tribes, meeting and having consultation sessions where tribal leaders can come and have their concerns addressed. That's the kind of government-to-government relationship that is important in order to make this whole state work well.
Time for one more caller. Janine is with us in Vesper. Janine, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say, too, that nobody seems to talk about it, but those Navajo code talkers stood up for a country that never stood up for them, that tried to wipe out their language, that tried to wipe out who they were and their traditions. and yet they stood up for the country, and we have a president who can think of nothing but taking care of himself.
Janine, thanks for the call. You touched on that briefly earlier, Arvina. You want to talk about that a little more?
Yeah, I think it's pretty remarkable that this nation that has historically tried to destroy Native communities and languages were ultimately aided by those languages that they that the country tried to destroy as a federal policy. You know, they helped out. And I think that's outstanding.
This has clearly started a conversation about Native Americans, Native American veterans in particular. Do you see potentially, Arvina, as we wrap up, some positives coming out of that conversation?
Yeah, again, as I said before, people are talking about issues faced by veterans, are talking about the sacrifices that they made. And again, getting some attention and acclaim for these folks, that these really brave veterans that did amazing things for our country, and they weren't allowed to celebrate when they came home.
We'll leave it there for now. Arvina, thanks a lot for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Arvina Martin. She's an alderwoman on the Madison Common Council, and she's an enrolled member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. She joined us today to tell us why she believes the president's comments at a White House event honoring Navajo code talkers made a mockery of Native American history. The link to a piece she wrote about that, by the way, you can find that via the Ideas Network Facebook page.